name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Love Project and the One Love Trust. The date is the 28th of July, 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
Henry Proctor, and I'm 26, and I'm from Oxfordshire.
And how are you doing today, Henry?
I'm a little bit hot. It's quite hot in this room.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be even hotter in my licorice suit.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I heard about the project because I sort of was aware of the fourth plinth and the kind of commissioning process, and followed the artist that, I think it was four artists, wasn't it, that initially forwarded a proposal. And yeah, and so I was very interested in like learning about all of those projects. Yeah.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
Well, at first I was trying to make money. I was sort of selling advertisement spaces on my body for £100 each advert. And the idea was that it was going to pay for my MA at Goldsmiths. But I sort of only managed to get five or six sponsors. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to have to change the concept a little bit. But that was my initial. I was like, oh, I've got this this space on the plinth. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'm going to try and make some money. Be a capitalist and try and make some money. But also, more generally than that, I'm quite interested in the sort of interfacing between art and democracy. I studied fine art, and my undergraduate sort of dissertation was all about democracy and art. And so, obviously, the project is kind of stated as having a democratic essence. So I was just very interested in it.
And what have you now decided you want to do?
What in terms of on the plinth? Now I am going to just sort of be identifiable, and sort of just be very still for the hour. I mean, hopefully I can sort of stand for an hour in the centre of the plinth. I'm going to be dressed in a full body white lycra suit. So the idea is that maybe you sort of, you're unable to see kind of my sort of, you know, features, and I'm just a sort of form on the, actually it's a bit like Anthony Gormley's sculptures, maybe. So I'm trying to be a Anthony Gormley sculpture, but not really, that's not my intention. I mean, actually, to be honest, it's quite political, the reason why I've come up with this idea. And the main reason is that project has interested me as it's progressed, because it's a very white project. And this idea of representing multicultural UK, multicultural London, is sort of is non-existent. And so my idea is to kind of be sort of not a representation, like to not pose, to paint a picture of Britain, to sort of just be a form, and sort of not give anything away, almost. Does that make sense?
And is this something you've been thinking about for a while?
Well, I suppose, like, in my previous kind of study at university, I've been thinking about those sorts of issues about society and who it's made up of, and how we represent who comprises society.
And how, sorry, where do you live in Cambridge?
Well, I live in Oxford, but I work in London, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you see London society?
Well, I see it's a lot more sort of diverse and colourful than what is happening on the plinth. So it's made up of many different subject positions, and... yeah.
And have you been following the project so far?
Yeah, I've been following it sort of the whole... Like looking at every day, all the plinths. And
what
yeah.
do you think about it? How do you think it's progressed since the beginning?
Well, I mean, the beginning was interesting because there was, you know, there was sort of an interesting occurrence with the guy climbing up and trying to advertise, you know, and sort of denying the art project, or at least like co-opting the project, which I thought was very interesting. And what the project should almost be about, sort of resisting being contained and being fined. But what was the question again?
How it's progression.
Oh yeah, it's progression. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's been really interesting, and I've really enjoyed it. There's been some lovely moments where I've been at home. Say, I think there was a slot a few weeks ago, and it was about 11 o'clock, and there was just a guy sat very quietly on the edge of the plinth with a little Welsh flag. And it was just, and so those sort of moments I've really enjoyed, the quiet moments, as opposed to the I am on Big Brother type performances. And that, it sort of seems like that it's a bit heavy on that kind of interpretation, which is like not a bad thing, but it's just what I probably wouldn't choose to do. You know, this idea of going up there and making a song and dance and performing. Yeah, I'm not, I don't know, I'm sort of a bit unsure about it, that's all. And I'm also quite interested in, I've been reading like some of the sort of commentary on the project about how it's sort of a very virtual project, in that it sort of mimics maybe some of the kind of formats of like these, you know, these social utilities like Facebook and Twitter. And it's about, in a way, creating a persona. You know, it's like what we do on Twitter, you know, where we sort of, and so I'm really interested in that, like, yeah, what that actually means for the project, like, some of those ideas about its virtual platform as well as its like physical platform. Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, how do you think they run quite well as a parallel, the virtual and actually having the physical plinth, and then the live streaming on the web?
Yeah, I suppose I do. Like, I think, I mean, I haven't watched any of like these roundup things. But what I quite like is, you know, just tuning in spontaneously and just seeing it, just a quick clip, and it's, I quite like that. And it's the same with, you know, I don't watch Big Brother, but when it was first on, I watched, you know, you just tune in, and it was almost like quite nice to have someone like making some toast in your living room, like, you know, through the screen. Like, just sort of, I don't know, it was like a weird companion or something. So yeah.
And what are your thoughts on, I mean, the pros, you mentioned the fact that quite a few people are comparing it with reality TV shows,
yeah,
like Big Brother. Do you think that is, there's some truth behind that?
Yes, I think so, because it's sort of pandering to the masses, and yeah, I mean, this is a great kind of question of art, like, and you know, should we democratize art, or should we actually, you know, keep it for people who actually, you know, are kind of trained? And I have a feeling that the majority of people say that this is an argument against the democratization of art. This project is. But it's fascinating. Like, I think it's, you know, as much as maybe you might disagree with the project, or you could be quite rude about all the people that go up there and make tits out of themselves. Like, it's very interesting to see the way the project has developed in the sort of cultural context of our time. So yeah.
And do you think that the project is quite a true reflection of the way we are? The state of our society today?
Well, I think, yeah, it's sort of definitely the way that it kind of tunes into this idea of creating a persona. Creating like a public persona as a private individual, like we're obsessed with that. In terms of this idea of painting a picture of Britain, it's sort of missing a lot of people out. And that's very obvious to me, like very, very obvious. Like you don't see the illegal immigrant like on the plinth. And this idea of the citizen is, it's kind of like a sort of a very safe idea of the citizen. Yeah.
And can I just ask you a little bit about yourself? What do you do? Are you still studying?
Well, I sort of graduated last year, and I'm just about to do an MA in art and politics at Goldsmiths, and I work for a gallery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And how has that been?
Good. Yeah. Oh, and also the other thing is, I'm not going to mention which gallery it is, but I'm quite interested at how the art world reacts to Anthony Gormley's projects. And when I said to my directors, oh, I'm going on the plinth, can I please have the afternoon off? They were like, sort of give me one reason why on earth you'd want to participate. And it is that, and what it is actually, is it's a kind of exclusivity. Like, because obviously Anthony Gormley's work is loved by a lot of people. And that's very, very valid. And it's sort of the art world in its very sort of closed kind of exclusiveness. So in a way, I'm sort of reacting against where I find myself sort of in, like kind of, I'm sort of saying, oh no, I'm going to go and do it. And I don't care what you think, sort of thing.
But this increasing sense of elitism within the contemporary art world has become narrow. Do you think it is important that we start opening it up to, you know, your average the kind of...
Well, I mean, what I would say is I'd say that all art ends in a public kind of articulation. So all art, the majority of art ends in an exhibition, which is open to anyone. So you could argue that the process doesn't need to be democratized. Like the process can be extremely elitist and just involve like one person. You know, maybe there should only be one artist. But at the end of the day, everyone can see that exhibition. So you kind of have to maybe sort of ask how important it is that we democratize sort of the process of making art. And I don't know, I mean, I suppose that's sort of for us all to have a conversation about, and maybe this project is aiding to that conversation. Yeah.
And so you were saying about you're doing your MA?
Yeah.
Great. Art and politics. What do you eventually, where do you see yourself in the future?
I would quite like to... Well, carry on working in art, but perhaps kind of go... I mean, I'm working for a commercial gallery at the moment, and I quite like to work for a public gallery. And just, you know, do projects with my friends, maybe organise some exhibitions. I do some writing now and again. Just like learn lots more. Like sort of, you know, go to uni, go back to uni and do more reading. Quite sort of simple, really.
And when you say art or politics, is this fine art or is this history of art?
Well, it's sort of whatever you see that manifestation as between these two things. So you could be an artist and your practice could be informed by politics. Or you could be like a political scientist and you could like maybe realise your kind of politics through some sort of art project. So it's sort of looking at like what is a politicized art project, like what is politics, and kind of those sorts of very big questions. But yeah, I'm quite interested in it because I take too long to explain. Yeah, I mean, I've got a particular like interest in a certain sort of area of democracy, and yeah.
And so there is scope to actually practice art.
Yeah,
and painting.
Definitely, you can do what
practice.
Really you can do whatever you want. You have two like core courses, which are an overview of maybe the last like sort of 50 years of kind of art that's maybe got a political like kind of tangent, but then you take one of the like a, you know, many sort of courses, and they could be, you could take like a sort of fine art course, or you could take like a statistics course, or so.
And do you think that this project, do you think it's aiding the kind of the sort of strengthening the thread, if you will, between contemporary art, which has become quite intangible, and society, well, I suppose it's in London, but...
I think it's making bare the sort of obvious break, as opposed to bringing those two things back together, yeah.
And what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your hour?
Oh, for my hour? Well, I'm just sort of, I'm a bit worried that it's going to be quite hot. And I, really, I want to just be very, very still in the centre of the plinth, and I just want to stand, just as a sort of form. That's my expectation. And I'm just interested to know what an hour actually feels like, standing still. I mean, it's probably going to be like feel like 5 hours. So I'm a bit like shit, really.
And is there anyone with you in particular today?
Well, that was my friend at the door. So she has turned up, which is sweet, but slightly embarrassing. And then there's obviously the online world. there's quite a few people that know about my hour. So they will be tuning in online. Yeah. Great.
And ultimately, what experience are you wanting to attain today?
I actually think that my experience will, I'll understand it more in retrospect. And probably like I need to sort of look at it and look at the other plinthers and sort of think about what I felt when I was up there. Yeah.
And do you think there are any political motivations behind this art project?
What, Anthony Gormley's project? Are there any political... Well, yeah, I mean, he would obviously say that it is a political art project, you know, because it's about a project, an art project for the people, you know, these ideas, which is about politics. Like, it's about kind of, our social space and who comprises that space and this idea of sort of accessibility. You know, these are all like political things. And I think the commercial aspect of the project erodes the political intent. But I mean, this is you know, you get obviously every art project on the level, it's all about compromise. So yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Is there
That's all right.
Anything else you'd like to add or say?
I don't think so. No. I quite enjoyed it so far.
Yeah.
I was really nervous on the tube on the way here.
Really? But we've
conned you. Well, you have. Yeah, it's been quite a nice welcome, so.
Good.
Yeah.
And can I quickly ask you how you describe yourself?
How I describe myself? Is this for the you know, on the website where people have like three describing?
Oh, good. You want. Some people have.
No, I haven't done that because I just that whole idea of sort of playing to a sort of very standardized representation, like that's something that I'm to resist in my hour. How would I describe myself? God knows. That's how I would describe
God
myself.
Knows.
Yeah.
God knows.
yeah.
And what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
I would say my job. I'm really grateful to have a job at the moment. Yeah. Really, I am. And obviously my parents, my brothers. I'd like to thank my parents, my brother. Just gonna turn into an Oscar speech.
Yeah, we're gonna have to wrap it up.
Yeah. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.